Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. Music is a big part of life in almost every culture. But what role does it play in helping kids learn? And what are some of the benefits of learning music? Well, today we'll talk to one expert about how music education helps children learn and succeed in life.
That kind of exposure to the high quality outputs of other cultures is something that can parlay very easily into understanding and valuing and respecting the work of everybody.
We'll also talk to a music teacher and inventor who developed a device that helps people learn to play the guitar even if they have had no training. It's all about the music this week on American Cafe. Do you like music? Do you have a favorite song? Do you know that music, specifically learning how to play an instrument, can help you succeed in other areas of life? Last month, U.S. News and World Report released its list of best countries for education. The United States came in third, behind the United Kingdom and Canada. The acronym STEM, which stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics, has, in recent months, been changed to STEAM, with the A in STEAM standing for Arts. In these competitive times, arts training had taken a backseat to other disciplines, but now educators are realizing the benefits of arts education. Mike Blakesley is the CEO of the National Association for Music Education in Reston, Virginia. He told me that teaching kids music helps them succeed in several walks of life, including math and science.
If students in an ensemble work together, they're learning to collaborate in a way that can be transferred and is transferred to their other studies. They learn flexibility. They learn how to see things from multiple perspectives and to adjust their work depending on that. They learn how to set goals. They learn how to be inquisitive about what they're doing. They learn to be open to the ideas and work of others because, after all, music is a social construct that is done with other people.
Mike Blakesley also told me that music participation can help teach students how to succeed later in life, like when they're working or when they're in a social environment.
If you're sitting in an orchestra or a band or a chorus, and you're really good, you have applied your perseverance and your self-discipline, and you have learned those parts and you can nail them, well, you're not going to sound especially good unless every other musician in that ensemble is playing well and singing well up to their level. And so it's to your advantage to help all the members of the team succeed. That's one of the key lessons that is learned through music.
An added benefit of music training, according to Mike Blakesley, is that students learn to strive for perfection, to perform at their highest level because of the skill and discipline needed to play a musical instrument. It was the desire to help students learn music, specifically the guitar, that motivated Travis Perry. After finishing high school, Travis wanted to teach music, but found himself frustrated when nearly half his students quit their lessons. He went to his employer and learned that many students quit before 2 months of study. That gave Travis an idea.
And I said, man, I said, what if there was some gizmo that you could put on the neck of a guitar and it would play the chord for you? All you had to do is strum and play a song that somehow you could remove parts of it, like training wheels on a bicycle, until you didn't need it anymore. And he said, son, you invent that and you'll be a millionaire.
It would be another 30 years before Travis's idea would turn into an actual product. He told me it was his daughter's desire to play 15 by Taylor Swift that reawakened the idea for a music training device.
And she says, Daddy, if you'll invent that for me, I promise I can learn to play. And we went home that night, and we made one out of popsicle sticks and some rubber grommet that you use to put in screen in a window. And it worked perfectly. And she pressed it, and it worked. And when she says, Daddy, you have to invent this. And I went, wow, she went from desperation to inspiration. And if it did that for her, it might do it for other kids that have quit.
Travis marketed his invention as the Chord Buddy, which is now made from plastic and comes with a curriculum that allows students to begin playing songs even if they have never picked up a guitar. Travis also uses his invention to help veterans who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder And he works with the Wounded Warrior Program to help injured veterans rehabilitate arm and hand injuries.
And a lot of time in hand, upper extremities, hand therapy, you're squeezing a rubber ball or you're pressing a spring mechanism, and you're always concentrating on, I'm doing therapy. Well, with Cord Buddy, when we use it in therapy, they're not concentrating on the therapy. They're concentrating on, I'm learning to play the guitar. And the hand therapy and rehabilitation is sort of a, it doesn't take a back seat, but it appears that way to them because they're not concentrating on it.
So I want to know about you. Do you play a musical instrument? Have you found musical training beneficial in other areas of life? I'd love to hear your story. You can let me know it by logging on to our Facebook page. That's VOA American Cafe. If you want to hear other episodes of our program, log on to our main website, voanews.com, click on the red Listen tab, and look under our broadcast programs. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.